There's a familiar tune, A Winter Wonderland, and of course our resident Ottawa Valley Hall of Famer, Bobby Lalonde, playing that on his fiddle. This is from Bobby's CD, which comes back every year around this time, Les Classiques de Noël by Bobby Lalonde. Just a really, really beautiful collection of Christmas favorites. Bobby's scintillating virtuosity on the violin. Some of these old melodies, like you've never heard them before. He really does beautiful improvisations on them, and it's really wonderful production values. We just got a replenished stock of these CDs here at The Review at 76 Main Street East here in Van Cleek Hill. We had them last year, but they all sold out. So we called up Joy and Bobby and said, if next time you come by, drop off a few more CDs. I think we got about 10 of these here on the shelf as you come into The Review, along with a whole bunch of other CDs as well. But this is one of my favorites. Just wanted to mention that this CD is being spun by Colm Quarter. He's coming again this week to give me a hand operating the show. Really handy to have him at the CD player there so that I can concentrate on keeping my words straight and not tripping over my tongue. So Cole is a faithful contributor to the show and interested in all things technical, and is constantly coming up with all sorts of creations and inventions and interesting new uses for old pieces of electronics that he finds lying around the place. So it's also performing a really useful task in terms of repurposing electronics that might find their way into landfill. You know, he gives them a new life. So it's all good. So we're going into cut two of Bobby Lalonde's Les Classiques de Noël, his Christmas CD. And this is, of course, Oh Holy Night. Jumped into the show without actually introducing myself. I'm Jean Sarrazin, and as I mentioned earlier, I'm here with Colm Quarter, and we're bringing you this week's edition of Van Cleek FM. First 2 hours from 6 to 8, roughly, is just a series of community events and activities happening in and around Van Cleek Hill, and also music by local musicians. We like to promote local musicians and their CDs, so we've got some nice music for you, and we've got some interesting events for you in the next, about 90 minutes, maybe 100 minutes. At which time, Sean Cooley comes in for Van Cleek Cooley. And I understand he's coming in this evening with his kids. It's going to be Family Values Night here on Van Cleek FM with Sean Cooley. He's been away and working hard for Bose Brewery on the road. So I'm sure he wants to spend a bit of time with his kids, and so he's invited them to come into the studio with him. They've been here several times, and they really like it here. So I'm sure they'll be on the air, and they'll be telling us some stories about what it's been like in their new... They're new to this area, so what it's been like at school for them, getting ready for Christmas concerts and Christmas pageants, and maybe skating and figure skating and hockey and all sorts of stories about integrating with this new community for them. They seem to be integrating quite nicely and quite quickly. So I'm looking forward to hearing Sean talk with his kids on the air tonight. It's going to be fun. It's going to be heartwarming. And I'm sure you'll appreciate not only the stories with his kids, but also the music that Sean brings you. He's a rap, hip-hop, beat music devotee, very knowledgeable about all of that kind of music, and always has a great selection to share with listeners. So that's something else to look forward to from 8 to 10 this evening. As for me, I'm Jean Sarrazin, as I mentioned, and this is VanClick FM, and we bring you community events, and so we're going to start right away. If you have had a chance to look at this week's review, you'll notice that the last word page, which is usually the very second to last page in the paper, has made room for two extra pages. Normally, the last word page is just on the inside of the back page, but there are two more pages this week. Last word is on page 15, and then there's a page 16, and a page 17, and a page 18, actually. So, making way for some interesting events happening in VanClick Hill on November 28th, which is being called Black Friday. So, several merchants on Main Street and even down the street at Terry Fox Drive are participating in this event to turn Main Street here in VanClick Hill into a destination. Late into the evening on Friday, November the 28th. And this is just to encourage people to get their Christmas shopping done and, of course, get it done locally as much as possible. There's many, many, many great little secret treasures in and around VanClick Hill that people, you know, don't know about unless they do a little bit of research and find out. So we're here to help you with that research. For example, let me tell you, there's like there's at least 8 or 10 destination places to come to for Black Friday here in VanClick Hill. And I'll just give you an overview. It's designed to actually help you save money. So here's how it works. Save 4 of your VanClick Hill shopping receipts from purchases you made at any time on Friday, November the 28th, and complete the coupon on page 17 here of the review, this week's review, the November 19th edition of the review, which is today. So there's a form here at the top of the page 17 to enter into the Black Friday draw. So you collect 4 receipts, shopping receipts from purchases you made anytime on Friday, local businesses, complete the coupon, place everything in an envelope and bring it to the review by the deadline of Friday, December the 5th. So a week later at noon. Again, that deadline is noon, Friday, December the 5th. And there will be a draw. We're going to draw here at the review, do the draw on December the 8th at 10 o'clock in the morning at the review, and we'll publish the winner's name in the review on December the 10th. So, and what's the prize, you may wonder? Cool. Do you wonder what the prize is? You do wonder. Okay, I'm going to tell them. The winner will receive $500. That's a pretty decent prize. In VanClick Hill bucks, which means you have to spend it locally, but that's okay. That's okay. There's lots to spend it here. I mean, the hardware store is chock-a-block full of interesting things. VanClick Cottage is fantastic. Antiques and quilts. And I bought Louise a couple of birthday presents there last week, and she was really pleased. I mean, you know, I got a nice, really, really nice purse. And what was the other thing I got? A necklace. Yeah, they have jewelry there too. And she loved both of them. Anyway. The grand prize, $500, just by entering the draw. And to enter the draw, you need to have 4 receipts from 4 local businesses. Receipts that were given to you on November the 28th, which is Black Friday. So that's what we're describing here. Let me see now. The VanClick Hill Bucks Christmas Shopping Spree is brought to you by the VanClick Hill Business and Merchant Association in cooperation with the review. And the BMA supplied $300 worth. And the review is kicking in the other 200 to make up the total of 500. So it's a pretty neat collaboration. And here's some of the deals that you'll be offered on Main Street here in VanClick Hill, or High Street, like the general downtown area of VanClick Hill, Terry Fox Drive, as I mentioned earlier as well. So there's a dice of deals, Black Friday dice of deals at Pink Bow Tie over on High Street. 144 High Street, just at the southern edge of town, as you're coming into town on the left-hand side there. It used to be called Pottery Lane, now it's called Pink Bow Tie. And the way this works is, basically every number that is rolled is linked to a special deal on the dice. So when you go in, you roll the dice and they'll show you what deals you have access to. There'll be a few local artists joining them at the store that day, and it'll be a chance for Pink Bow Tie customers to finally meet the people that handcraft their favorite Pink Bow Tie handmade pieces. So it really is, go in and meet the artisans that come up with all the wonderful pieces that are available at Pink Bow Tie. They'll also be serving hot chocolate, free hot chocolate, and they're going to be open late on that day. They'll be open until 8 p.m. on Friday, November 28th at Pink Bow Tie, 144 High Street, right here in Van Cleek Hill. So that's Dice of Deals, Black Friday at Pink Bow Tie. Another Christmas favorite, White Christmas, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, coming from Bobby Lalonde's Christmas album called Les Classiques de Noël. His CD put this out quite a few years ago, I think, but it's a real showstopper. It's got all my favorites, and I really love the way he performs them. Anyway, carrying on with other events happening on Black Friday, November 28th, right here in VKH. There's a Black Friday event taking place at the Trillium Tea Room. Sandra will be serving meat pies and vegetarian lasagna from 4 until 8 p.m. And of course, you know that Sandra does catering, so you're invited to give her a call for more information about catering and ask about group bookings at the Trillium Tea Room at 111 Main Street in Van Cleek Hill. Sandra does a really nice high tea in the great British style, and you can book her facilities to do a high tea for a group of people. I think she can handle up to about, I don't know, 25, maybe 30 people there. I'm not sure, but she has, you know, several tables and lots of chairs. So call Sandra at 678-6892 and see if she can accommodate your group doing a high tea or a catering event, catering a family get together in and around Christmas, after Christmas. Sandra prepares wonderful food, and I know for a fact she does this for me. She will do gluten-free for you if you ask her nicely. So she can do gluten-free brownies. I'm pretty sure she could probably do a gluten-free cake and sandwiches. I've had wonderful sandwiches from Sandra, gluten-free. So really good to know right here in town. If you have any kind of wheat intolerance, let Sandra know ahead of time and she can accommodate you. So that's another event happening here on November 28th, part of the Black Friday activities here on in and around Main Street, High Street, Terry Fox Drive in Van Cleek Hill. And not only Terry Fox Drive, but I notice here Garden Path Soaps is doing something special for Black Friday. And of course, Clay has a special connection to that location. So we'll have to make sure that we get all the facts straight here. But Garden Path Soaps are located... Well, they're located on Pleasant Corners East, and that's Tara McCorder, who's Cole's mother. But it looks like she's going to be at the Christmas Craft Fair on that on Black Friday. So that's where you're going to find Tara and all of her beautiful products. Handmade natural bars of soaps and lotions and creams and wonderful products. So look for Tara at the Van Cleek Hill Community Center, which is the site of the Christmas Craft Fair, happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But especially on Black Friday, November 28th, Tara will be there from 4 till 9 p.m. And she has over 40 varieties of bar soap, many other natural bath, beauty, and cleaning products. We use the laundry soap that Tara puts together on a regular basis, and it's a really, really nice product. She has highly moisturizing, all-natural creams containing olive, coconut, palm oil. Good for people with sensitive skin, psoriasis, and an eczema. So that's something to look for when you go to the Christmas Craft Fair at the Van Cleek Hill Community Center. And as I mentioned, that craft fair goes through from 4 o'clock Friday And then on Saturday, 9 till 5 p.m. and Sunday, 10 till 4 p.m. If you want to contact Tara directly about her products, their number is 678-7298. And as I said, they're on Pleasant Corners Road East. It's 284 Pleasant Corner Road East to find their little shop there on the location. But as I said earlier, Tara's going to be at the Christmas craft fair, so you might want to go and visit on some other time. Or do you think the shop might be open on that day anyway, Cole? What do you think? No, probably not, eh? Stretching your resources a little bit thin to cover two shops at the same time. Yeah. So as I said, Garden Path products are going to be available at the Christmas Craft Fair on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But other dates or other days of the week, you can find Tara at her Garden Path soap shop at 284 Pleasant Corner Road East in Van Cleek Hill. Continuing on with the beautiful music of Bobby Lalonde's Silver Bells in the background, as I mentioned earlier, from his CD, Classic de Noël. Another Black Friday event is taking place in Van Cleek Hill on November the 28th. Bowes will be open on that day, of course, from 10 in the morning until 8 p.m. And they're offering custom gift baskets. Anyone who spends $125 or more at Bose, and that's pretty easy to do because, boy, once you start collecting a few cases of their wonderful beer and other, they have merchandise down there, great gifts actually, t-shirts and caps and hoodies and sweatshirts and all sorts of things for the discerning beer drinker. You can spend $125 quite easily. You'll receive a free gift basket. Let me see now. Only on November 28th from 10 in the morning until 8 p.m. are they making this offer. So custom gift baskets. Spend $125 and receive a free gift. Oh, and you have to enter to win a Bose gift basket. That's what it is. So there's going to be a draw for the gift basket, but if you spend $125, you will receive a free gift. It doesn't say what it is, but it's not the gift basket. Sorry about that. Getting a little confusing here. But lots of activities going on down at Bose. Always some tasting opportunities. You just go up to the counter there and let them know that, you know, you would like to try some of their recent seasonal beers or whatever's brewing at the brewery, and they're very happy to accommodate you. They're tiny little glasses, so you don't have to worry about drinking too much. Of course, should always drink in moderation. But as I said, Bose is located at number 10 Terry Fox Drive here in Vanclick Hill. Their website is www.bose.ca, and that's B-E-A-U-S, Bose.ca. And their phone number, of course, is 678-2799, area code 613-678-2799, to reach Bose or go on their website or go in person on Black Friday, November 28th, for some extra special activities taking place down there. Bobby Lalonde and Silver Bells from his wonderful CD, Les Classiques de Noël. One final event taking place on Black Friday here in Vanclick Hill on November 28th. While we listen to chestnuts roasting on an open fire from the same CD, Bobby Lalonde's Classic de Noël. I like Nat King Cole's version of this. If you're looking for a vocal version, it's beautiful. But as far as instrumentals go, this one is about the best. So, as I said, activities taking place in Vanclick Hill on Black Friday, which is Friday, November 28th. Check out Jade Garden right here at number 85 Main Street East, almost kitty corner from the Review offices. They're just at the corner of Home Avenue and Main Street here in Vanclick Hill. And you'll find, let me see now, whether you're sending a holiday cheer far or near, the folks at Jade Garden can help you. Jill was there with a smiling face to prepare a beautiful bouquet of flowers for you. And if you're not sure what to give this year, flowers are always a good gift, always a gift that's appreciated. And as I say, they can send them far or near. And they'll deliver them just down the street with a big smile, or you can send them off to somebody far away. You're invited to come and visit Jade Garden at number 85 Main Street East in Vanclick Hill. Their phone number is 678-6008 if you want to give them a call. See what they've got in stock. If you want to send a nice dozen roses to somebody, give them a call, give them your credit card, and Bob's your uncle. Those flowers are off to their destination before you know it. If you want to see their website, it's www.jadegarden.ca, www.jadegarden, all one word, all lowercase, .ca. And I love to go in there because it's always jam-packed full of not only cut flowers, but flowers in pots and also other really great gift ideas and a great selection of cards as well. Really nice cards. So it's a really inspiring place to go into if you're looking for to put together a nice gift package of a card and flowers, a card and a gift. They have really nice inspiring suggestions to make. So there we have it. Those are the various merchants participating in the Black Friday event here in Vanclick Hill on November 28th, happening roughly from 4 to 8 p.m. on in and around Vanclick Hill on Main Street at Terry Fox Drive, over on Mill Street where the community center is. Where else? Like at the Trillium Tea Room, which is also on Main Street, at Pink Bow Tie, which is on High Street. Jade Garden, I mentioned. Garden Pass Soaps, which is going to be at the Vanclick Hill Christmas Craft Fair, which is over at the Vanclick Hill Community Center, number 36 Mill Street. Lots of parking there. And as I said, the hours and the days for the Christmas craft fair are Friday from 4 till 9, Saturday from 9 till 5, Sunday from 10 till 4. Lots of wonderful things happening in and around Bankley Kill, not only November 28th, which is Black Friday, but every day of the week. That was the Christmas song from Bobby Lalonde's Christmas CD, Classic de Noël. And now, of course, everybody knows this one, Jingle Bell Rock. A couple of items from this week's review newspaper, the November 19th edition. Hawkesbury parking bans are in effect. There's no parking allowed in Hawkesbury streets between midnight and 7 a.m., regardless of weather, until April the 15th. Parking might not be allowed at all on some streets. Watch for signs. So that's to facilitate snow clearing, of course, but those bans come into effect usually the end of October or so. We have one in Champlain Township as well, I think starting November 31st or the next day, December 1st. No, October 31st or November 1st. You can't leave your car out in the street. I think it's after 10 o'clock at night and until 7 o'clock in the morning so that they can move their snow around and get it off the streets. For Champlain Township, they have new office hours. They will be closed for 10 days over Christmas. The township offices in Bankley Kill and Lorignal will be closed from December 24th until after New Year's. The offices are usually open for a few days between Christmas and New Year's, but CAO Paula Knutson said last year very few people called or visited. The municipality will put information about garbage, recycling, and Christmas tree pickup in a phone message on their phone system at the municipal offices. So if you need that information, you can call the main number at Champlain Township and you will get all of that information. You know, there's one more element to a Black Friday that I forgot to mention when I was going over the list of what's happening in town on November 28th, Black Friday, right here in Bankley Kill. And that is that right here at 76 Main Street East in Bankley Kill, the review offices will be open late. We're going to be open from until 8 p.m. on November the 28th for Black Friday. And we have a sweet deal to offer you on that day. Anybody that comes in and subscribes to the review for $35 for 1 year will take home a beautiful little glass bottle filled with local maple syrup. And the glass bottle is in the shape of a gingerbread. So, quite a unique little gift idea. A glass bottle filled with local maple syrup in the shape of a gingerbread man. And we're calling that a sweet deal to pour in your pancakes the next morning. Great gift idea for a student away from home or a new neighbor or someone you know who likes to stay connected to his or her community. So they'd really appreciate receiving the review newspaper in their mailbox every week. So that's the sweet deal. Sign up for a 1 year subscription to the review for $35 and you get a beautiful little gingerbread man full of local maple syrup. So you can get this deal by visiting us at 776 Main Street here in Van Clique Hill all day, November 28th, and enjoy hot apple cider and cookies. And it says that we'll be open from 4 till 8 p.m. November the 28th, but I think we'll be open all day, actually. We open at 8:30 in the morning, but maybe this deal is on from 4 till 8 p.m. But I'm pretty sure that if you talk to Irene here and say, can I have the sweet deal, she'll give it to you any time of the day on the 28th. And as I mentioned before, we have lots of local books and CDs by local musicians, and the books are by local authors. And on that day, I think Louise is planning to have a table here with local authors prepared to sign their books. So if you've noticed any books here that you like at the review that you'd like to buy as a gift, I know we have some Melissa Ioannidis books, their mysteries. I have a feeling Melissa won't be able to make it on that day. But other authors are coming by. I know Roland Robert is coming. I'm going to be speaking to Roland next week. He wrote a book that Louise has been reading, because I've been kind of busy, and I think it's called The Hidden Secrets, The Lake's Hidden Secrets, something like that. Yeah, anyway, that's not very nice. I'm going to go over there and check it out. Cole, would you mind telling me what that one on the very top left-hand shelf there? Just tell me what the title says. Can you make it out? The Lake of Hidden Secrets. So I guess I did have it right the first time. That's by Roland Robert, and I met him down at the Van Clique Hill Farmers Market. He had a table, I think, right next to Tara's Garden Path Soaps table, right next to her, and he's selling his books there, and he's an author that's written quite several books. Interesting guy. He's going to come in and chat with us next week, and I don't know if I mentioned, but this week we have a woman who's doing a concert here in Van Clique Hill on December the 5th. Her name is Viviane Lariviere, and this is part of her church tour. She's doing concerts in churches around, I guess, around Ontario. We'll find out more details about that when she comes in. But this concert, Friday, December 5th at 7:30 p.m. at Trinity United Church. That's 14 Mill Street in Van Clique Hill. And we'll be getting more details about this concert and what kind of music Viviane plays. It's billed here as an evening of song, sound, silence, and improv. So it sounds like it's got all sorts of interesting elements to it. So I'm really looking forward to speaking to Viviane about this concert and about the tour and seeing what she's all about. So I think that wraps it up for the Black Friday sweet deal that I was adding to our long list of other events taking place down at Terry Fox Drive and Mill Street and in and around Van Clique Hill on the 28th of November, a Friday, Black Friday. And just wanted to make sure that you knew about the little gingerbread-shaped bottles full of local maple syrup that we'll be offering here at the Review on November 28th. So don't miss it if you can. Thank you. So I think that was Falling Snow, if I'm not mistaken. Or let me see. Was that the last cut on the CD, Cole?
Cut 10.
That was cut 10? I think that was Silent Night. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, that was Silent Night. Tells you I wasn't listening to the music. Shame on me, because I would recognize Silent Night, I think. I'm pretty sure I would. But from Bobby Lalonde's really neat Classic de Noël CD, he put this out a few years ago, but it's got all your Christmas favorites, and it's so well played by Bobby Lalonde. Ottawa Valley Hall of Famer. And he's been playing violin ever since he was, like, I'm sure, like 7 or 8 years old. He's a very, very gifted musician and also an excellent producer. He produces CDs for local talent at his studios in Fournier. Got really, really nice studios there. I've been in them, and he's got a wonderful analog console. He loves digital, but there's nothing that replaces, like for us old timers, there's nothing that replaces the sound of a nice analog console, and it's got a really nice warm sound. And I'm sure Cole has an appreciation for old tried and true electronics. They have Penny and Giles faders. Remember that name. It's a British make, and they make the best volume control sliders in the world, Penny and Giles. And that's what it has on this console at Bobby Lalonde Studio. Anyway, I digress. Cole, you're going to line up another CD? I guess you're wondering which one we should do, eh? I don't know. Is there another instrumental one that we might like to... why don't we put in the Glengarry Strathspey and Real Society? And we'll come to that when we take a little break, because next on the menu is a chat with Teresa, our new journalist here at The Review. Hi, Teresa.
Hi there.
Thanks for coming in.
No, thanks.
Yeah. I invited you to come in so that there's so many interesting stories in The Review this week. And there are interesting stories every week, but I thought I'd take advantage of your availability, because sometimes you go off and cover events at different councils and stuff happening, municipal councils happening either Champlain or...
Yeah, all over the place. Nothing going on tonight, though.
No, so we snapped you up, made sure you didn't have a quiet evening.
Exactly.
But have you been to Alfred Plantagenet yet?
I've been not to a council meeting, but I went they had a big public meeting when their bank branch, their RBC bank
oh,
branch
right.
was closing. So
oh,
I've
right.
been.
I remember that story, actually. Yeah. And the, all, another municipality you've been covering is La Nation.
La Nation's another one that I went to debates for during the election, but no council meetings yet. You know, also Hawkesbury, East Hawkesbury.
Yes.
I've been to.
There are eight municipalities in the Prescott, United Counties of Prescott Russell, and we often go out of Prescott Russell and cover something close by, like maybe North Glengarry down in Alexandria. That's where they have their council meetings. Or I've been across the river to Grenville from time to time, because some pretty interesting things that happen there. They have pretty raucous council meetings sometimes.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah,
I've been meaning to get over there for their next.
It's pretty interesting. They'll call the police in sometimes.
Oh,
yeah, you can
okay.
get pretty rambunctious. So that's always fun. And I'm trying to think where else. I've been to Brownsburg to cover council meetings there, Brownsburg Chatham, and Lachute. Let me see. It wasn't a council meeting in Lachute. It was just an event happening at the hospital. But we do have a pretty wide and broad coverage area.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge to keep up on top of all of these things. But you're doing a good job so far connecting with these people and keeping them accountable for the decisions they're making. I noticed that François Saint-Amour, the winning mayor in La Nation, has mentioned that...
He has a little story in there. Last week, one of our front page stories was about clear cutting. And it was sort of an overview of the situation. And actually, I had asked him for a comment, but he didn't... I didn't talk to him in time for the cutoff, so he has sort of a follow-up interview in there, just talking about...
So he sort of admitted that it wasn't an election issue, really. People weren't too buzzed out about it during the elections.
No, I remember it came up during a debate, and a lot of people had the same answer. You know, well, we understand it's an important issue, this clear-cutting, but also that they're not really prepared to get into it unless they have the support of the agricultural community, because it is, it makes sense.
Yes.
It's a difficult issue for everyone.
For sure. Though there's no easy answer, because, somebody who owns 100 acres has a right to sort of use it to its full potential, and if they think, turning it all into, you know, cropland. I mean, it's their prerogative, I think, you know.
Yeah.
But, I guess the province is trying to come up with some kind of comprehensive woodlot management scheme for the province, because there's a danger of losing our woodlands coverage on the province. And so they're trying to, I guess, impose or encourage a certain percentage of coverage just so to the benefit of everybody. But I think if that kind of thing happens to farmers, that they have to actually dedicate a certain percentage of their farmland to wood cover, they should get compensated for it. You know, there should be some kind of plan.
Yeah, I think that's the big issue, and no one's really sure, I think, where that compensation would come from. I think that was one of the issues last time it came up at the United Counties.
Yes.
I wasn't here, but I think that was one of the issues.
Yeah, you're right, it did. And I think it does make sense, and it is for the common good, and it shouldn't be done on the backs of, you know, people who are trying to make their living from agriculture, so... Yeah. Kind of an interesting thing. I'm sure that'll be coming up again in the future, so you'll be keeping your tabs on that story.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. So you were down at Bose recently. What was all that about?
I was there on Saturday. They're having a party.
You don't have to report on every party you attend, but this one in particular.
They were launching a phase two of their Greener Futures project.
Yes.
So that's where they charge a membership fee, and you get some special members-only beers, and they use the money, I think, mostly for their environmental initiatives.
Yeah, yeah. I actually signed up for the first phase one, and it was kind of neat. We got some people standing outside the door here, so I've been just inviting them to come in. I signed up for phase one of the Greener Futures, and I think the project there, they were going to do some kind of solar installation on the...
So the details of that, it didn't quite work out the way they had originally planned, because the transformer that Bose uses is full or something. So they can't do it exactly as planned. But they've partnered with this company that produces green energy, and so they're gonna. This company is going to produce as much green energy as Bose puts out.
So, oh, okay, that's good.
So it's sort of like a compensation thing, they're also going to do a. A solar panel array on a building in Champlain Township.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's true, actually. I think somebody put an installation of, it's a microfit program here in Ontario, and somebody installed a whole array of solar panels just across the road from Bose. And that may have used up the capacity.
Oh. You know? Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure, it wasn't coordinated with them at all. So, you know, they would sit, right out of the blue. I know, I'm trying to remember now. Yeah, there's a big parcel of land there, and there's at least a single, if not a double installation, which I think is either 20 or 40 panels.
Okay.
Yeah, so they may have sort of used up all the capacity.
Yeah, so they had to sort of reevaluate, but I think they're pretty excited about the way it turned out.
Yes, yes.
And then phase two, I think they took a lesson, and they aren't promising anything just yet, but they know in general what they want to do.
Yeah,
so it has to do with reducing wastewater this time.
They're really good initiatives, you know, and the way it worked out, I mean, I was really pleased with it. I've really actually reduced my beer drinking during, when I first signed up, you know, I wasn't being that careful, but I've sort of developed a wheat sensitivity, and beer has a lot of grains and wheats in it, right? So I've been sort of picking up my Greener Futures bottles to share with friends and my family members that drink beer, because I don't drink it anymore.
First one, was it once a month as well? It was the same situation?
Or? Yeah, it's once a month, but they're not really strict on that. It's basically you get access to 30 bottles, of this really premium beer. So 30 bottles at $10 a bottle is $300. So you basically get the money that you invested back in the form of a really, really nice beer. So, and I think I'm about just over the halfway mark with collecting my bottles. They're not really strict on you having to pick one up. You can even take two if you like one. You can take two of the same kind, and they just tick them off and keep track of how many you've had total, and they just make sure that you get your 30 bottles. But it's not really strict in terms of time-wise. I don't know if they're going to change that for phase two, but that's how it worked for phase one, and so it gave you a bit of leeway and flexibility.
Yeah, I think you have a year to get all your bottles. I'm not sure. I don't know if you can get them all at once or not for this, but you have the whole year, right?
Yeah.
If you miss one, you're not out of luck or anything.
Right. So that's quite interesting. Cole, you got a little bit of music for us. I noticed you put in the CD, the Glengarry Strathspey and Reel Society. This is their 30th anniversary CD. And I don't know if I'm even going to try to pronounce that. That looks like a piece of Gaelic there. Tapad Liat. There you go. That wasn't so bad. So to celebrate from 1977 to 2007, the GSRS CD, and we're going to play cut number one, the Atoll Highlander's farewell to Loch Katrine.
From like his spine or whatever.
So, Teresa, we were talking about
some of
the stories that you've been covering in the paper this week.
Yes.
Which other one did you want to mention here? Or did you have some more to say about the bows?
No, that pretty much is it.
Yeah, we covered that.
So,
okay.
What else was there this week? I also, one of our cover stories this week was still more election, the last election story.
Delayed results. That was kind of a pain for everybody to have to hang out till after 10:30 at night.
Yeah, so for their troubles, everyone gets 25% off, which is sort of nice, I think.
Yeah. Did you get any response from the municipality about how they felt about that?
Well, Champlain was sort of, I think they could have... They were pretty casual about it, at least at the meeting anyway. Mayor Barton said, there was nothing in the actual contract that said they were supposed to have the results in half an hour.
Well, by a certain time,
By a certain time. So he said, well, this is probably, the best we're going to get.
Yeah.
And so they seemed happy enough about it. Previously everyone else was saying that they were more or less happy with the explanations that were given.
Yeah. Sounds like a pretty good goodwill gesture on the part of the company. Sitel, is that the name of the company?
Yes,
Do you know if they covered, did they do all of the internet and telephone voting in Ontario? Or
no, they had 41 municipalities, I think was the number.
So that's that's not the entire province by any means.
No.
Yeah. But that's a big load, yeah. And you gave a really good description of why it was delayed. They were forced to do a manual audit because some wrong results had been sent to the wrong municipality. I guess right results to the wrong municipality, which made it the wrong results, I guess.
Yeah.
So when they saw that happen, then they had to resort to manually.
They had to do it all by hand, which,
must have been an enormous job.
Yeah.
So considering that they had that to do for 40 municipalities, I guess they did pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else have we got here? I haven't memorized the entire paper.
here in Van Cleek Hill, the Home Hardware is expanding.
Oh, yes. That construction's already started. You know what the plan is? I think they want to be able to offer wood and lumber and that kind of thing to people.
Yeah, I think, they mentioned they want more space for some things, like he said glass cutting and things like that. It's happening in the main store right now, which is not ideal, I think. They want more space to do service on some small lawn tractors. I think they have a line of lawn tractors that do service on.
Yeah.
Like that. They're going to get a loading dock, which they don't have now.
Yes. And will it be kind of a drive-through yard, do you think, to pick up building supplies?
I'm not sure.
Because they do have a really big space in behind the hardware store. So I noticed that's where the construction is taking place here. So
it's going to get very long and thin, the building.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, I'm looking forward
to it. From the looks of it, anyway.
Yeah. I know. I really enjoy sort of browsing through hardware stores and seeing what kind of products are available and stuff. So anything that increases the variety and the selection is a good thing, I think.
Oh, exactly.
So this is an interesting story that I just the headline caught my attention, and I have to admit I didn't read through the whole story, but Champlain Township is having to pick up the court security costs in Laurignal, the Ontario court.
Yeah, that's a bit of a weird one. And again, that's another story that came up at the last meeting. In the whole new formula for police costs, as people probably know, they've changed the way they're calculating it. So now it's based on 60% a base cost that everyone pays and 40% calls for service. So some people are happy about that and are seeing a decrease in their costs, like Hawkesbury.
Yeah.
Other people are expecting to pay more, like Champlain. But on top of that, they were saying at the Champlain Township meeting that all the costs of court security, and the court is in Laurignal, all those costs are being put on Champlain Township.
That doesn't seem fair somehow.
No,
because
well,
it serves the entire region, right? Like it's
it's a regional court, right?
Yes,
so that's
what
that's basically their argument, is that it's I can't remember the exact figure. I think it's around 40. Yeah, $173,000 a year.
Yeah, which isn't that much money, I guess, but it's just the principle of it, I guess, that it doesn't seem that one municipality should have to pick that up.
Yeah, and I think they're seeing a $400,000 increase in their OPP costs, so...
Oh, so the two combined,
that's a big chunk of their increase, right?
Yes, yes.
So I think they're waiting for answers on why that had to be, or why that decision was made, and...
Is that going to be... appealed or challenged?
Yeah, I think they've been sort of speaking with the people in charge. Mayor Barton said, he's waiting for a response on how they're planning on spreading it out.
Okay.
One explanation that was given was that Champlain gets the property tax of the court, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
But he said, that's not anywhere near, it's not anywhere near almost $200,000 a year.
No.
So,
Yeah, that doesn't seem, somehow that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else do we have
here? There's the pool user fees at the...
Oh, yes.
That I almost forgot about.
Tell us about that. That's kind of interesting. So give us a background to
it. Well, so the Robert Hartley Sports Complex, I think it's fair to say, has been facing a bit of financial difficulty over the past couple years. Mm-hmm. They had to close the pool for the summer. And one thing they've done to try to increase revenue, I think, is charging non-resident fees. So $80 for non-residents. So if you're not from Hawkesbury, you pay extra.
Yeah.
When they introduced this last winter, some people had asked if, last month, some people had asked if Champlain might consider reimbursing the costs to non-residents.
Yeah, and it actually did start when they first announced that they were going to cut back the availability of the pool. Residents of Champlain and other municipalities did approach the municipalities, in Champlain in particular, to ask them, even back then, to consider kicking in to the overall running of the pool.
Yeah.
So that individuals wouldn't be, stung with it. I mean, I think it's a given that it's such a big facility that it's not just Hawkesbury residents that use it. So it might be fair to set up some kind of sharing arrangement. Mm-hmm. But I think when that was first proposed, Hawkesbury's approach was to... sort of share a percentage of operating costs.
Yeah, so their operating costs, I think, their shortfall, right, the cost to the township or the city of Hawkesbury is something like $400,000.
Yes, yes.
So, and someone had presented numbers that said that one-third of the users are from Champlain. So the going logic at the time was like, well, pay, it's like...
One-third of the shortfall.
One-third of $400,000, which is a lot, right? So... back then, that was last February, council said, no, I don't think we can do that.
And they did a comparative calculation to see how much, it would cost them if they just paid the $85 or whatever it is that they're charging for the individuals. And it turned out that that would have been a lot cheaper.
It's a lot less. It's about $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
So it remains to be seen if they'll do that.
Yeah. So still up in the air. We'll be following that story and see how it evolves and develops. And I know we've gotten letters to the editor about the pool and people saying, come on, kick in and share resources. And other people saying, it's not fair that we get stung with what might be, management difficulties, in Hawkesbury. That's another issue too.
Yeah, we asked on Facebook and we got a lot of responses. People have a lot of different opinions about it. Some people think it's worth it. Other people would rather that people paid on their own.
A whole variety.
Responses.
Yeah, but it's a healthy thing to have some debate and discussion strong opinions. Yeah, really appreciate it. Well, I really appreciate you coming in, Teresa.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Teresa Ketterling, our new journalist here at The Review. And we see you everywhere. I think I was at the... the farmer's market last Saturday, and you were scouting out the place and checking out to see what was going on.
Yeah, it was a samples week, so I was taking pictures, getting some samples.
For sure.
It was great.
You got to keep tabs on these things.
Of course, yeah.
Thanks again, Teresa.
Thank you.
Okay.